Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever it is you'll be listening to this from. My name is Bev Chahonyo, and this is Beverly Speaks. 4 years ago, I began a journey. I embarked on an adventure, one that has brought me so much joy over the years, one that has spanned seasons of exhilarating heights and devastating lows. One which I am proud to say I am still on, despite sometimes limping through, sometimes crawling through, sometimes being carried through, sometimes leaping through. In March of 2020, I started this podcast. It was such a dark season. It was the beginning of the pandemic with so much devastation and so much unknown, so much speculation, so many rumors, so many theories tried and tested, untried and untested. There was so much doom and gloom everywhere you turned, be it in the news, on the television, on the radio, on the internet, on the social media platforms. There was just a dark cloud hanging over the world. And I started this because I felt I needed to hear something positive. Through those 4 years, I must admit that I have been inconsistent in speaking out, because in those 4 years, life happened. Part of what I was dealing with when I started the podcast was that I was grieving my father, who had passed on 2 years prior to that. And that journey was I don't even know what to call it. I don't think I have a name for it, but it was, it stretched me, it challenged me. It allowed me to look deep down inside and see the ugly side of grief and embrace it, because it was comforting, because letting go of it, what would that mean in terms of living without him? In the interim, I had just started a new job a few weeks after burying my father, so I was still kind of navigating through that. I then changed jobs within the same organization, moved from home, from Kenya, to Italy. Yes, in 2020, in the heart, in the depth of the pandemic, to what was considered at the time one of the hotspots. Best decision I ever made. I will never regret that. And proceeded to start to live life, or so I thought. Proceeded to try and move on and grow into this life without my superhero. Then came 2021, and I published my first written book, Hugs from the Father. And within days of publishing it, I lost my mother. And then began a different journey. Ooh, I'm gonna try and be strong. Then began a different journey through grief. And I learned that not all grief is the same. I learned that not all people will react the same way to the same loss, that each loss is unique, and that each journey of grief will devastate you in different ways, break you in different ways, and then build you in different ways. I learned that therapy, grief counseling in particular, is a thing that I personally believe everyone should do, because it gives you the tools to cope in an environment and a season and a situation that you have never been in before. I'm gonna try and get through this, guys. And so I embarked on my second encounter with grief. And that, I must admit, I'm not over. I'm not saying I'm over losing my father. Oh my God, I miss him so much. I found a picture the other day and I was just like, oh my God, I miss you. But when I think about my journey losing him, actually, let me put it this way. I can bear to think about that part of my loss. It is harder to do so when I think about my mother. How they passed was different. My father had been sick for a long time. With my mom, it was very sudden. One thing that both of those losses allowed me or forced me to do was to face death and look death in the eye. I was in the room when both of them passed. I was the one in the room with each one of them as they took their last breath. And guys, honestly, I thought I was ready to have this conversation. So please bear with me. So I believe that each journey is different. Each loss is different. And the tools that you need to deal with each one are different. So I did go through grief counseling for both of them with different counselors. Both of them amazing, amazing human beings who are so well skilled and so well gifted. And they allowed me the comfort and the safe space. They held space for me and allowed me to come this far. So in between all that, this podcast became a place where I couldn't come to anymore. Not because I no longer needed to hear the positive words. Not because the world no longer needed a ray of sunshine in a sometimes dark and gloomy world, but because I couldn't be that safe space. I couldn't hold that space for somebody else because I did not have it in me. I did not have the capacity. I did not have the bandwidth. And so instead of trying, I just stopped because I needed to be able to function, to get through, to process, to deal, to accept before I could speak about it. I've had a few episodes where I have spoken about it, but it's still kind of tough. And this space reminded me so much of my mother. It still does, because she was like, when I posted an episode, I would send out a broadcast and she was always the first to know. She was always the first to listen. She was always the first to call me and say, this is what you should have done. She'd be like, okay, so tell me about which guest you're interviewing. Oh God, I really do miss her. I really do miss her. And so I couldn't come here because I couldn't bear to be here in this space without her. And so I stopped coming. It is what I needed to do. And meanwhile, life kept on lifing. I have now been in Italy 4 years, actually. And it's been an amazing journey. And let me tell you something that changed my mind about coming here. I've always known that my voice was a gift to me and to the world. I've always wanted to use my voice as a gift. But sometimes life just doesn't allow you, as you're going through your firsts in so many areas, in so many ways. It doesn't allow you to do what you know you need to do. You need to be kind to yourself and give yourself permission to deal with whatever you need to deal with before you can fully utilize your gift or become a gift to the world. But a little girl, her name is Reina, and I'm dedicating this to her, reminded me that it was time. She's the daughter of one of my nearest and dearest and oldest and sweetest friends, and she's kept saying over the past few months, Auntie Bev has such a soothing voice. I could listen to her. She said this last week. I could listen to her. She should do a podcast for people who want to go to sleep because her voice is so soothing. I could listen to her while I slept. And she's always told me that I have such a soothing voice. And so I decided it was time, because if a teenage girl could recognize the gift that I have in my voice, I no longer had the excuse of hiding behind grief, because there are also people out there who are dealing with grief who may want to listen to this and know that they'll be okay. They may one day listen to this and say, okay, one day I too will be able to speak to people and hold space for somebody else so that they can go through their grief. And so I come back here somewhat scared, extremely nostalgic, somewhat reluctant, but doing it anyway, because my voice is a gift and I will use this gift as long as I have breath in me. This podcast is aptly named Beverly Speaks, because as I speak, as I use this gift, I pray that it helps you find your place of healing. You know, somebody once said to me, you know, you're always talking about grief these days. It is the season that I have been in, and the season that I will get past, will get through, will get over. But sometimes, and this is for me, I need to talk things through conclusively and exhaustively so that I can move on. And so I might talk a lot about grief, excuse me, but how I talk about that grief will evolve and has changed. Because through the journey, I have changed and I have evolved. With each loss, I have grown, I have changed, and I have evolved. And each journey of healing for each loss has changed me intrinsically and innately. But that's not a bad thing. So I will dwell on it, because it does not define me, but it is a huge part of where I am right now, and it helps me to heal. But I'll also talk about other things. I will talk about everything I'm going through in life. Well, maybe not everything. Some things I still think should be kept private. But if you have questions and you ask, I will answer them honestly and truly. And so today, I say that I am glad that a little girl reminded me to live again, to use my gift again, to speak again, and that my voice is soothing. So I want to say thank you to Reina for consistently saying it, because you, my darling, have inspired me to speak again. For anybody who is going through a transition and doesn't know how to do the things they used to do so easily, the normal has become obscure and maybe even scary. Give yourself grace, because guess what? You are going through a season of firsts, And as you go through that season of firsts and grow through that season of firsts, you need to understand that it's going to take time for you to settle. Be kind to yourself. Surround yourself with kind people. And know that it is going to be okay, even though it doesn't feel like it a lot of times. So through this journey, as I have grown and changed and evolved, so much has happened. I got my certification I'm a certified executive coach now. I'm a certified HR practitioner. And I recently published my second published work, which is a journal, a 21-day journal. It's called Mindful Evolution. Both of these resources, these books, are available on Amazon, and also you can get more information on my website, www.beverlychahonya.com, just to plug that in there. But I did that because for years I have been saying, you are loved and you are enough. And a friend of mine, her husband asked me, when you say enough, because how I spell it with periods in between, a period in between each letter. So it reads like an acronym. And he said to me last year, what does enough mean? And I know I spelt it that way for a reason, but I could not for the life of me remember what that reason was. And I struggled because I was like, what does it mean? What does it mean? Why did I spell it that way? And he said to me that God must have made me spell it that way for a reason. And I began to pray. And as I began to pray, I began to have conversations with my accountability partner. Her name is Kemi. And as we thought about it and prayed through it, God gave us the reason why I had spelled it that way. So what does enough mean? The E stands for evolving. We are ever evolving creatures. We grow from day to day. And I like to say that if you're not learning, you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you're not living. So learning and growing are a part of who we are as human beings on a daily basis. So we are evolving. That's the E in enough. I like to think that I want to live my life in a noble fashion. So the N stands for noble, fair and just, and seeking justice and truth. That's what the N stands for. The O stands for I am one. My mind, body, soul, and spirit are aligned to Jehovah, Abba Father, my maker, my creator, my Alpha, my Omega, my beginning, my end. He who knew me before he formed me in my mother's womb. Because if I'm not aligned to him, then my foundation is off. And if my foundation is off, then I simply cease to be. So the O stands for being one with my creator, in alignment with his will for my life. The U stands for unique. I am unique. I'm different. And over the years, I have learned to love myself for who I am, truly, deeply, sincerely, authentically, and uniquely. I am unique. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. There is only one Bev. There cannot be another. And I celebrate that in everything that I do. And I put my mark, I leave my mark, I stamp my stamp on everything I do in life. And the G stands for gift. I am a gift to the world. My voice is a gift to the world. My words, when I write, are a gift to the world. And I will use that gift to the best of my ability every day that I am breathing. And H stands for humble. I want to live my life with humility, seeing the best in others, and with an attitude of gratitude, understanding that I was put on this earth to serve others. My gift is to bless others, that everything I do is to impact others in a positive way. So enough. I am evolving. I am noble. I am one. I am unique. I am a gift, and I am humble. I pray that this, I pray that this lesson reaches somebody out there and makes them ask. As Simon Sinek says, start with their why. That is my why. I am enough. I am loved, have always been, will forever be. But I am also enough, and this I know to be a fact and to be a truth. So today, as you listen, I pray that whoever was meant to hear these words, they will reach you. And as you listen, as you evolve, as you embrace purpose, as you chase after destiny, as you seek your why, my prayer for you is that you will find the gift that you are and that you will walk in that gifting. So that's it for today. You are loved. You are enough. My name is Bev Chahonyo, and we will be speaking again really, really soon.